Cayman Arts Festival has always been interested in promoting piano music to its audience in the Cayman Islands. That's why they recently launched Piano in the Classroom with celebrated Romanian pianist Matei Varga. The Piano Camp showcases six local students, Leanne McLeod, James McDonald, Justina Astwood, Jonathan Badassi, Crystal Corkish, and Cameron Gilson. On the latest edition of Cayman Up Close, it's a sit-down with Mr. Varga to talk about his love for music and how he's helping Cayman's brightest stars take their passion to the next level. You're listening to Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego, and this is Cayman Up Close, proudly sponsored by Cayman National. Pianist Matei Varga has received standing ovations from audiences around the world and superlative reviews from prominent critics. How pleased are you to be here in the Cayman Islands?
Not pleased at all. And if you believe that, then you know we have a problem. No, I'm delighted. It's my second time. I am especially happy to be here to work with some very talented students who I discovered over these past 4 or 5 days, and they really took my breath away with their dedication, with their talent, with their knowledge of the pieces that they prepared for me, and I just felt very privileged to be here and do that.
Privilege is the word that you say. And when we talk about, you know, the decision to come back to Cayman and to be a part of this camp, I guess it was just like, no problem at all?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Marius and Glenn and I discussed the previous time when I was here about this idea that we could have a piano camp and that we could, suggest one person to go then and enroll in a very big piano festival in New York City, where I'm also a teacher, and it happens every summer, and that really is a piano camp, because it's 2 weeks of intensive master classes all day long with teachers from all around the world, and then at night the participants can go and listen to a piano recital every night. 2 weeks in New York City in Manhattan. So it is a wonderful opportunity, I think, for students here, for students really everywhere. And I'm delighted that the Cayman Arts Festival was on board with this idea and made all the effort to make this thing possible.
And going back to being able to give them the hands-on training and skills and knowledge, you know, how important is it to be able to do that, to just pass on that knowledge and skill, especially to these six amazing, talented young people here in Cayman?
Well, I think that's really our function as we grow older, to pass on something, you know. I mean, obviously, we love to perform, we love to go on stage, and I do too, but I think we as performers and we as artists grow and develop if we are able to share this with the younger generation. And in fact, so many times it happened to me that I got inspired by the newer generation, even in things that I myself have played before.
And
just teaching them those things and seeing how they develop and how they take what you tell them and then they make it their own actually can be a very, very enriching experience. So it's probably the most important thing that anyone who studied music can do to pass something on in one way or another, in one form or another, to the next generation.
I caught up with young musicians Justina Astwood and Jonathan Badassi to find out just how the camp went.
Well, at first, because you expect it to be, he would be strict and kind of to the book, but he's very expressive, very funny, made the atmosphere feel less intimidating. You felt comfortable and it was easy to learn from him.
Okay, and for you?
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, I didn't feel nervous at all. Like, I had, of course, I was nervous and like not knowing what to expect coming into it, but when I came, he just made me feel really comfortable, and he taught me so much in terms of like technique and like just noticing different things and like making sure that like I feel the music emotionally and like to communicate that.
So, yeah. Got it. And what are your future goals? Are we seeing the next Beethoven?
I actually want to be a music teacher in the future. I'm hoping to go to the States to study and come back and teach.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what I want to do in terms of career, but I'll definitely always keep music as like a form of my artistic expression, but hopefully I don't become like Beethoven because he went deaf, so yeah.
The piano camp culminated with a concert competition at the Georgetown Public Library on March 14th. It was Jonathan Badassi who was awarded with a 2-week scholarship at the International Keyboard Institute and Festival in New York. He's been playing piano since he was 6 years old. He's delighted for the opportunity.
It's just crazy because like I had like my doubts and like nerves about like doing this, and like just being selected to do it is like such a big honor.
Mr. Vargas says Cayman's future is bright.
I feel there is a very important potential here under this beautiful sun and sunny skies, where, you know, perhaps the temptation to go to the beach is overwhelming sometimes, at least in my case it is, coming from, you know, cold New York at this time of the year. But it's wonderful to know that there is interest, there's passion, there is dedication to practice and to do this on top of so many other obligations that children have today at school and, you know, with extracurricular activities and all that. So I'm very, very impressed with that.
And you just mentioned something about the dedication. Were they able to truly take away all that they were able to learn from you during the camp?
To be honest, even if they take away two things from what I said, I think it's very important. I mean, I'm hoping they would take more than that. But honestly, you know, time has a way of sort of sifting through things. And perhaps, you know, we only remember one or two things from a certain teacher that we work with. But they may be things that might make a big difference in our life.
And make a bigger impact.
So that's all I'm hoping for.
Mr. Varga, how long have you been playing?
I have been playing since I was 7 and a half. And now I am 38. So that actually means a little over 30 years of my life.
How did you get into this love and passion for playing the piano?
Not really for playing the piano in the beginning. I loved singing, and I sang a lot as a child. And people heard me, and people encouraged my parents to make me study music. And piano was more or less an accident, actually.
You know, we just heard you play, and it just sounds like you're not even touching it. It's just a simple glide. What is it like when you're playing? And some say it takes you to a place unknown. But for you, what is it like when you touch those keys and you start to play on the piano? What is it like for you?
Well, it does take me to a place, because if I'm not in that place, what is the chance that the audience will follow me there? None. So you have to be there. You have to be in control. That's why we practice hours and hours every day. But at the end of it, you just have to let go and try and hope that you will get to that magical place. And then there is a chance that the people listening to you will also do that.
Does it ever get old for you?
No, never.
And lastly, Mr. Varga, what's your message? What is it that you want people to know and understand about you and all that you do?
All I want is for them to come to my concerts. That's all.
And to be taken to a place.
Yes, of course. Exactly. Absolutely.
For all this and more, head to artscayman.org.
You've been listening to Cayman Up Close, written and produced by Radio Cayman's Shenda Gallego, proudly sponsored by Cayman National. Music by Caymanian artist Paul Chint.